Welcome to Blog
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Radio. Thank you so much for listening. This is Wali Muhammad, the communicator. Let me remind you that coming Tuesday, August 20th at 6 p.m., hear a special interview with Mr. Khalil Ali, young educator from Atlanta, Georgia, and he's a scholar, with Imam Alfred Muhammad. Don't miss the interview. That's 6 p.m. August 20th on Religion Means Alive. Thank you so much for listening. Keep it here. And now it's time for The Communicator.
Muhammad Ali, the true champion of the world. And when I'm in Chicago, I always listen to Brother Wali Muhammad, the communicator. His show is called The Communicator, Wali Muhammad. Not only is he the communicator, he is the educator. Check him out.
Wali Muhammad plays the music like I like to hear, jazz, stepping, blues, and the great hits by us. Yeah, the mighty, mighty Dells. Wali Muhammad plays the music like I like to hear, jazz, stepping, blues, and the great hits by us. Yeah, mighty, mighty Dells. Thank you.
communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. And a good afternoon to you. This is Waleed Muhammad, the communicator, and we're communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul. And welcome to Blog Radio, our special blog edition every Saturday from noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And the number to call, write it down. You can tell your friends, 805-727-7013. Let's communicate.
Oh, step a jack of all trades. What's going on? Folks say Papa would they borrow me?
Folks say Papa never was much on drinking. Just look at this time chasing matter and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you.
Mama, that's what you're saying.
Free-hearted earth for mother and God for father. Then an old man, a keeper of an inn, said, "Speak to us of eating and drinking." And he said, "Would that you could live in the fragrance of the earth and like an air plant be sustained by the light. But since you must kill to eat and rob the newly born of its mother's milk to quench your thirst, let it then be an act of worship, and let your board stand an altar on which the pure and the innocent of forest and plain are sacrificed, for that which is purer and still more innocent in man. When you kill a beast, say to him in your heart, 'By the same power that slays you, I too am slain, and I too shall be consumed. For the law that delivered you into my hand shall deliver me into a mightier hand. Your blood and my blood is naught but the sap that feeds the tree of heaven.'"
Thank you. in positive thought, positive music, with a message to your mind, body, and soul. I'm Ali Muhammad. Welcome to The Communicator. We're listening to Brother Ronnie Law on the soprano saxophone. Beautiful tune called Grace. We need grace. We need God's grace. A wonderful song for you and yours. And we also heard from classic poetry by Khalil Gibran called The Poet. The Prophet, that is. The Prophet. And it talks about on giving and on feeding and having your own life together, helping to help each other, feed each other, food, shelter, clothing, and understanding. We also heard from The Temptations before that. Classic tune by The Temptations. Papa Brother, Rolling Stone. Starting off with Leon Huff, and I'm not jiving, I'm jamming. Hopefully we're doing just that as we continue to communicate.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your soul. Run away. If I were wise, I'd run away. Like a fool, and pray you save your Lord from me. I can feel it, even when you're not here. I can feel it. I really love you, my dear. And though I know no more can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. I'm so in love with you. Oh, darling, help me, please. Have mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I see. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fallen down, but for crying out loud, darling, please save your love for me.
Communicate positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, your body, and your soul.
Solitary, wide my world,
All that I'm giving. kicking in, and you decide that this is what you really want, then what? Lives have been disrupted. Babies have been families are involved. The pain and disruption is too great, my beloved. Brothers, too. Make their choice. My beloved brothers and sisters, we should put on our real bacon caps and face the reality of distress. Which does not mean get all you can while you can, no matter what it takes. That is not the way the God-fearing faith. But the God-fearing would say, it will be the best that you can be, and beware of the decision that you make. Our time on this earth is but a short while. Therefore, leaving no time for gains and chance, let us love each other in the right way, and embrace the guilt of Almighty God and the Spirit in you. For it is God's will that we enjoy the best of this life and not be enslaved by it. Whenever reality shows its face, do not cast it aside with pride or stupidity. Instead, let us submit to righteousness and make changes when it is necessary. When it is necessary to do so, that is what we should do. But we must learn that time searches out all researches, all sources, and destroys everything but truth, everything materially. And truth traveled to the ground shall surely rise again. Many things we may be able to do, but truth of itself, we cannot make the truth alive. The righteous should know that time is qualified and will prove all research. Therefore, we should take a stand and say that time made me man, O God, and have delivered me from them. I have informed fashion and made to grow. Yes, I have been suffering, but yet I am alive. I've been unseen, unheard, and noticed by many, though. Yet I have been seen, heard, and noticed by the great mind of time. I have been delivered by that same mind. Let us say today, you see, I am alive. Let us say from the beginning of time that I was to be. Say from the very beginning of time that I and I alone could be me. Why would you not to take the praise of another? For you see, time has already declared what would be. So just ask yourself, why should I, like a fool, reach out for him time? Only to have to wait for time to deliver me. But whatever we do in this life, we should know, be it right or wrong, a payday is inevitable. And let us not allow materialisticness to blind our way to peace and happiness, and to a good and a wholesome relationship of marriage. Too often we sign away our happiness because of the material things we have, and the fear of having to share them or too much of them with the person to whom they belong. Be it male or female, if you have been blessed with more than your mate, so be it. Is it not better to have been blessed with much to share than not to have anything to share? My beloved sisters and brothers, let us wake up and know that giving and sharing is just another part of it. Let us keep in mind that sharing begins at home. We do not work our way back home from the community, but we begin at home. Then we move out to the community, sharing and caring. Yes, a man should be a provider for his family, and a woman should nurture and take care of the household. But in the end, that her material wealth exceeds his, as I say, so can you. Should we be afraid to be happy? Because we think we have too much to share, or too much to give. We cling with grief to all the wrong things for all the wrong reasons, and we vilify ourselves for hell. We cannot be afraid to share what we have, but count our blessings that we do have. And we should not be fearful of each other, but we should be fearful of the chastisement of Almighty God for any wrong doing. But we cannot or should not be puffed up or arrogant because of what we may have at this time. But we should put our trust in Almighty God. If we put our trust in anything, let us put our trust in Almighty God. For all other things we fail. This is the truth, my sisters and brothers, and there is no pretense about it. It is for our own good, but if we reject it and follow evil, the Lord, my God, is our own. And know that we make mistakes in life, but the mistakes that we make in life, just upon me. And all of the good that we do in life is just another part of you. But let not your heart be troubled. Forgiving and sharing is just a part. And let no man put fear in you, but put your trust in Almighty God. Say, I will make my way in this world. A man can only block me. So I will stand on the stage of righteousness. For I know only God can stop me. But it is his desire that each of us to the highest height and fail. And that we need to build up in mind and spirit to exceed the depth of him. But it is a coward who gives up in life, and it is a fool who stops. But the wise ones strive and keep on striving, trying hard to reach the top. So you reach the top of the ladder. Let's say your goal, you might have attained. Don't look back down on the world around you. I mean the same world that gave you a hand. Sisters and brothers, don't make believe you don't know each other. Don't let a little success make your memory fail. It's a long way, sisters and brothers, back down that ladder. And it's possible that you can. It's just the word of warning to those who may not know their own. When the ladder gets weak and you reach for a hand, you may look and your soul and your brother just may be gone. My beloved sisters and brothers, love each other in the proper manner and trust in God with all your heart. And do not clean your chapel over the material things of this world. Love each other. Respect each other. Remember that in the end, my beloved sisters and brothers, all of the materialistic things, they too shall pay. Peace be unto you.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive music to your mind, body, and your soul. Isn't that beautiful? Music and poetry to think about. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Sister Shahida Kayam, let's keep our relationships in good order. Keep them healthy, keep love alive.
Your midnight eyes, so heavy and bright, look out from within. Upon your face, signs of a rain, you never can win.
I know it's hard, the world could lie, and you want to run, but this don't take you long. You need a friend to let you inside. Come to sugar. You love that smile, the world so wild, is ready to set. The more you burn, the less that you learn, the older you get. And if the world is out of complete, it won't have to be like better be seen. Reach for a date before the next week. Come to sugar, yeah.
Thank you.
loving you. Too long to stop now. You're fine if you want to be free. Become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you. A little too long, yeah. I don't want to stop a man. Oh. With you, my life.
Communicating positive thoughts, positive music. to your mind, body, and soul. The OJs, you are my sunshine. Thank you so very much for listening. Keep it right here. We'll be back next week, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Peace be unto you, which means God's peace be unto you. Positive music to your mind, body, and soul. The OJ, you are my sunshine. Thank you so very much for listening. Don't forget, our number to call, 805-727-7013. Let's communicate. See you next week. Peace be unto you.